Kandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, this Thursday evening, the makers of White King granulated soap bring you more adventures of Chandu, the magician. But before we begin our play, may we say a special word to you newcomers here in the West. If you have never tried White King soap in your washing machine, be sure you buy a box of this splendid wash day soap at once. White King soap is made for you Western homemakers by the company who pioneered soap making here on the coast. They invented White King as a washing machine soap. This famous granulated soap has been a good soap for more than three decades, and today it is better than ever, actually improved in quality. We invite you to try White King soap in your own washing machine. See for yourself how those rich, thick White King suds wash off surface dirt, wash out hidden dirt. Remember, nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. You'll love White King soap for your washing machine. In the tiny Balkan country where his work is almost finished, Frank Chandler learns from Dorothy in Paris that Robert Regent has left his laboratory, where he had been working on an experiment of international importance. Moreover, the chemist's shop on the ground floor of the building is closed, and a neighboring cafe owner insists no one has been seen there for almost a week. Later that morning, in her Paris hotel, Dorothy answers the telephone. Regent himself is calling with a message for Chandler. Dorothy cries, "Robert, where are you?" But there is no reply. The present scene opens in the sitting room of the Regent's suite the following morning. Chandu, the magician.
And then he just hung up, Frank.
Tell me exactly what he said, Dot.
Well, the first thing he said, as soon as I'd spoken, was, "I only have a moment, Dorothy. If he knew we were here, I don't see why he didn't come instead of calling me."
He may not be in Paris at all, Mom. I told you that letter of mine sounded like he wasn't going to see us for a long time.
That wasn't what you said at first, Bob. You just said
The more I think about it, the more I think that's what he meant.
Well, he'd certainly have told me, Bob.
Let's get it straight what he did say. Go on, Dot.
Well, he said to tell you the experiment had been successful.
Are you sure?
Well, I think so. It was one of those bad connections you always seem to get over here. His voice kept fading out.
But you know, he said for Uncle Frank to call Pierre Duval in the French Foreign Office, Mom.
Yes, at least that was clear, Frank. So maybe
Duval's not with the French Foreign Office now.
Well, he must be.
He isn't, Dot. He was quietly removed several months ago.
What?
For selling government secrets.
What's Dad doing mixed up with a guy like that?
He wouldn't be, Bob. You know he wouldn't.
It looks as if Robert's been badly fooled. He obviously didn't know Duval had gone over to the other side.
Oh, even so, where could Robert be?
It looks to me as if he didn't want us to know.
Oh, that's just silly. Why?
Well, Dimitri might have something to do with it.
Oh, don't even think of such a thing, Bob.
You don't know how awful it is, Mom. You hear that music and then Dimitri can make you do anything he tells you.
Put it out of your mind, Bob. As far as you're concerned, it's all over.
Frank, you don't think Dimitri could have done this?
It's possible. If Roxor's men had found Robert's laboratory in time. The first thing to do is to trace Robert's call. Now, this is Mr. Chandler. Is it possible to trace a call that was made to Mrs. Regent here yesterday morning? But I'm quite sure it was from outside Paris. Would you have a record of it? I see. Will you ask her and let me know? I understand. Thank you.
Can she do it, Uncle Frank?
She said if it came from outside Paris, it's possible. The girl who was on duty then may remember it.
But that's so vague.
There's no other way. And she won't be here until noon today.
Oh, dear. What makes you think it was a long-distance call?
If Robert was in Paris, he'd have come to the hotel. Do you want to go with me, Bob?
I sure do. Where are you going?
To that chemist's shop. And, Dot, there's no reason why you should sit here imagining all sorts of things.
Oh, I hate to go out.
Well, you can't get called for before noon. Why don't you and Betty go down to the bank and see if our money's come?
Oh, yes, Mother, let's do.
Well, all right.
I'll get your coat, Mom.
Thank you. I hope the money's there so I can get a hat. It's...
Dorothy, isn't that the coat you loaned Nadji before the fire?
Why, Mother, you didn't tell him Nadji was here yesterday.
Oh, I forgot to. She's gone now, though.
Back to Cairo?
No.
Nadji and Mother had a long, mysterious conversation.
Come on, let's go. I don't know whether she'd mind my telling you, Frank. She didn't say not to, though.
Well, then tell me.
Well, she's gone to see the yogi.
What?
I told her you thought he was still in Tibet.
Well, let's not wait for the elevator. Let's walk down.
Yes, it's only one flight. Be quick, Irene.
Huh?
Give me the key. We shall have time to search the entire suite before they return.
Non, du non.
Ah, let it ring. It must be Robert Regent calling his devoted wife.
Amusing, is it not, Rainier?
Sure doesn't look like Paris, does it?
Oh, there are hundreds of little back streets like this, Bob. Seemed like such a good idea to have your father set up his laboratory over a chemist shop that had been here for years.
How do you suppose Roxor found out where Dad was?
Well, perhaps through Pierre Duval. What I don't understand is how they could have met. Your father never went out in the daytime. Surely...
What are you stopping for? Well, that's it right over there. We came here yesterday morning, you know, and we couldn't find Mr. Chaudet.
I know. Let's cross here. I'm wondering if I'd better not call that gendarme first.
Why?
Well, if we have to break in. This is locked, all right. I wonder if I can see anything through the window.
It looks like it hadn't been washed since year five. Oh, do you see anything?
No, there's nothing. Yes, there is too.
Monsieur, que voulez-vous?
Huh?
There's someone lying on the floor back there. By George, it looks like Chaudet. Gendarme, regardez.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a, monsieur? Ah, oh, mon Dieu!
C'est mon ami, là-bas.
Ah, n'ayez pas peur, monsieur. Nous faisons sortir votre ami de cet endroit tout de suite.
For Pete's sake, the French they teach you in school isn't the kind they speak here.
We said not to worry. We'd have Mr. Chaudet out in a moment.
Ouvrez la porte! Ouvrez la porte, c'est la police!
Well, that's no good. Put your shoulder against here, Bob.
Yeah.
Gendarme, à nous.
There we are. Brother, there's not enough air in here to keep a bird breathing.
J'espère que votre ami n'est pas ici depuis longtemps.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
What did he say, Uncle Frank?
Well, I hope Chaudet hasn't been shut up in here too long. Oh, poor old Chaudet.
Is he dead, Uncle Frank?
No, thank heaven. You see what happened, Bob. He was shut up there in the back room. He managed to force the inner door, and that was all.
Ah, c'est bon que vous êtes venu. Je vais appeler un taxi, ce n'est pas, monsieur.
Oui, merci. Ah.
Mon Dieu, c'est très dangereux ici. Fait que nous allons tout de suite.
Well, I got one word of that. He's going to get a taxi, huh?
Yes, and we won't move Chaudet until he gets here. I wonder...
Uncle Frank, you don't suppose Dad's in here somewhere, do you?
No, but I'll go up and look around the laboratory in a minute. Or you go. Up the stairs, then.
Is there anything up there but Dad's lab? Well,
there's a little apartment at the back. Don't touch anything in the lab, Bob.
I won't.
Is the door locked?
Wait a minute. No. Hey, there's nothing here to touch. Come up here, will you?
Right.
It's cleaned right out.
Your father must have done this himself. All his personal things are gone, too. I don't know what to think.
I know what I think.
Monsieur! Monsieur, le taxi est arrivé!
Come on, Bob. There's no use staying here.
Aren't you even going to look around?
Well, after we get Chaudet to the hospital, we'll call his wife from there. All right. Careful with him now.
Yep.
Ah, that's it.
Hey, did you see that? There's a letter on the floor where he was lying.
It must have fallen out of his pocket. I'll get it in a minute. All right. Easy now. Ah, there.
I'll bring the envelope. What about this busted door?
It'll have to wait.
No, monsieur, s'il vous plaît.
Oh,
il faut que le monsieur là.
Chandler. Hotel George Fifth. C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R.
Hey, it's for you, Uncle Frank. See? My dear Mr. Chandler.
I'll read it on the way, Bob. Chauffeur, L'Hôpital Saint-Geneviève.
Oui, monsieur.
That's the only hospital I can think of. Well, it's not sealed. Perhaps he didn't have time.
Is it for Mrs. Chaudet? What does it say?
He says, when I received a message from you telling me to send the chemist away and to close the shop, I did not doubt it was genuine because Mr. Regent had already gone.
How do you like that? Mrs. Chaudet got one of those phony letters, too.
Just a minute. When I came here to arrange for the removal of the apparatus, I was locked in this small room at the back of the shop. If I can force the door, even if the front door is also locked, I will break the window and throw this letter into the street. I pray it will reach you.
Doggone it. He's sitting right here between us, and we can't ask him about Dad. Is that all of it?
It's almost. The dizziness is very bad today. Dizziness? What have they done to him? I beg you to guard yourself against the two...
The two what? Who are they?
That's all. He did the best he could, but he doesn't say who they are.
Before we ring down the curtain on Chandu the Magician for tonight, may we ask you ladies an important question. Would you like to know how to overcome hard water problems? How to use and care for your automatic washing machine? Then send right now for White King's brand new washbook entitled Washing Made Easy. It is a gift to you from Chandu in exchange for just one White King soap box top. Washing Made Easy was compiled by White King's own staff of wash day experts. They made thousands and thousands of calls on you homemakers throughout the West to discover just what your washing problems really were. And we will mail you this wonderful White King washbook postpaid if you will mail in one White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Do you have any special wash day problems? Then let White King's staff of wash day experts answer them for you. Send your questions and your White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap. And there is no soap like White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.